Blog Talk Radio.
It is January 24th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in America. My name is Grant and Taylor Hughes for my show, The Grant and Taylor Hughes Show, with my guest host each week, Gabriella Foster. Hi, Gabriella. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much for asking. And yourself, Grant?
I'm doing just fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we have a good start then.
Well, yes, it's always good to have a good start, correct?
That's right.
Would that be called a startup?
No, that would be the punchline to the joke. What do you call 100 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
100 loads or 100 lawyers?
100 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean. What do you call 100 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean? The answer is a good start.
Lawyers. I thought you said 100 loads.
100 what? I didn't hear
100 loads versus hides. Hides and loads?
Loads.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't be funny, though. So, sorry.
Oh, I see. Well, the opposite of a hide is a load, right?
Lows? Okay.
No,
all right,
a
I'm
load.
Sorry.
L-O-D-E,
a load?
A hide. H-I-D-E, hide, and the opposite of a hide is a load, correct?
I don't know. Is it?
I asked you the question.
Well, I don't know the
answer.
I don't know the answer.
Oh, you don't know the
answer? For one thing, you didn't get my joke, so I think we're lost in the very beginning. So maybe
yes,
we should start all
funny.
Over.
I think everybody agrees it's still funny, right, everybody?
Is everybody agreeing? Okay, that's great.
It's funny how we probably really don't have a variety show here. It was something really serious in the beginning, I think, in terms of the Geneva Convention bankruptcy, right? How exciting that is. However,
yes, I know about
I'm going to be on the... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't mean
ahead.
To interrupt.
It's fine. No, it's
however,
okay. It's your show.
Yes,
you can interrupt all
you
want.
Again. Gosh, go ahead.
Nothing.
Yes.
I have nothing to say. Why don't you go on? I don't want to interrupt you. You're the leader of the show here.
Leader of the pack. Don't lose your day job, right?
That's probably a real popular song these days. It's very ancient, I believe.
Yeah, isn't it? Why do they equate that when you start to sing, they always say, don't lose your day job?
Just a joke, just a knock to you. That's all people like
to
rib each other. Just a ribbing joke.
a river, right?
Just a rib.
Is that something to swim in, a river?
A sink.
or would that be a lake? You can swim in a lake but not a river?
Okay, I think at this point we probably, if there's anybody listening, I think we probably lost them all. Okay? So I think the object here might possibly be keep their interest.
But listen, there's a real famous river called the Mississippi River, right?
Yes, that's correct. I believe that's absolutely true.
Or is that a comedian on a boat, one of those gambling boats? What did they call those boats years ago?
Oh, the steamboats, you mean?
Yeah, the steamboats. Would that be a comedian on a steamboat on the Mississippi River? It's a Mississippi River, right?
Yeah. So.
Never mind. I thought this was pretty good extemporaneous jokes, right? I mean, you started it.
I did, but I didn't know you were going to get so carried away. So sorry.
I apologize completely. I truly apologize to my audience, too, because we have some serious material to cover, right?
They deserve an apology.
They deserve an apology, but not me, right?
Do you want to apologize to yourself for the jokes? I guess you could do that.
I was hoping you'd get that. I mean, it's pretty obvious, right?
Yeah, I mean, duh. All right. Okay, folks, I hope you're still with us, and I don't blame you if you're not.
All right, so actually we'll discuss my platform planks, and the platform would be the 1930 Geneva Convention bankruptcy, which is a positive platform, don't you agree, political platform? Very positive, correct?
Yes.
All right, and those planks or pillars, if you will, because when you have four planks, it's probably a pretty narrow platform. Does that mean we're narrow-minded if we have a narrow platform?
Well, I didn't understand what you just said.
No, I said if we have four planks to the platform, is that a narrow platform? Or does that mean we're narrow-minded?
Depends on the width of the planks.
Okay, I see. Okay. Well, if we're narrow-minded, we're putting four planks to the platform, correct?
Right.
We should have been more forthright and foresight. We should have had foresight. That means seeing ahead of time. All right, so the planks are health, sovereignty, solvency, and aging and shadow. All right, but we know about health, and we talk a lot about that on the show, and the reason why I throw that in there, in the past, people know that what's the point of government and politics if you're unhealthy or dead, to make that the extreme, right? Probably you'd have to say dead, because what's the point of anything if you're dead, correct?
That's a good question.
So a very good start, right? We have a good start tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't discuss health a great deal tonight. I thought maybe we'd move into sovereignty. I haven't talked a lot about the enacted sovereignty in a long time. I think it's very important to reiterate that or resurrect it from the past. It's like an atavistic thing, even in my discussions in the past several mm-hmm. years, because it's real necessary to have enacted sovereignty. Okay. That means that when we're born, that would presume that we have an element of sovereignty, but it's called ordained sovereignty. It means by birth we have a sovereignty. And the word sovereignty means soul reign. The soul or the essence of man should reign in the body of being the human being, I'll say. All right. And having said that, why do we need enacted sovereignty? Would you like to venture a guess with that?
Why do we need enacted sovereignty? Well,
that's
I mean,
correct.
How could you be sovereign otherwise? Sort of obvious question, is it?
Yeah, that's good. That's true. I think you can throw that back. You can do a Socratic argument, throw the question back after the question. It would be by birth, we're saying that it's not enacted, because if we're in a contracts law society, then there must have a contract. We'd have to have a contract of some kind. And we do have a contract that when the child is registered, it's a birth certificate, we register the child with the state, then there is documentation. That shows some enacted documentation. But what do we know about the birth certificate? It's twofold there. The first one would be what? In terms of the birth certificate, would be a birth license, a privilege of using birth, correct? By the state allowing that, the government allowing the privilege of using birth, correct? Do you agree with that?
Yes. But isn't it more or less just to keep track of the population is why they do that?
Surely, but that would be ancillary to the fact of selling a certificate for revenue. I mean, it's a nice idea of keeping track of people, but you can do that with a census. You don't necessarily have to do a tracking device like a birth certificate. I mean, it can be mm-hmm. used that way, but mostly the primary action there, or the primary element of a birth certificate is the idea of a license gaining revenue for the state, the government. Okay? Do you understand that? Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Well, thank you.
I do.
Well, I appreciate that. I truly do.
All right.
Having said that, yes, you wanted to say something else?
No, I did not. I was in a state of agreement.
That's great. You know, not to editorialize, but people think we're really funny the way we interact, too, by the way. Just wanted to let you know that. I think you already knew that.
Have you been getting feedback to that effect?
I can't hear you, Liz. I mean,
I said, have you been getting feedback to that effect? That we?
Yeah, I get feedback
humorous?
That people think we're naturally funny. Just in our normal interaction, that we're really hilarious in terms of that we don't even have to try or script anything. We're just funny by virtue of our repartee.
Okay, well, that's true. We're not trying; it's just happening. Or because we're a happening spinning pair.
I see.
They're happening.
A happening pair.
Man, are they happening?
Be careful! Don't
boy,
get
they're
a
really
bite
happening.
Taken out. I'm sorry.
I said they're really happening. Nothing.
A
go
real
ahead.
Happening, right?
Yes, it's a real
the old
happening.
Saying. It's what's. I'm sorry.
No, me too.
We'll talk.
So.
Go ahead.
Nothing.
That's
I'm not saying
we'll
anything. I haven't said anything. Go ahead.
I know, but we keep talking over each other. We're not supposed to
I'm
do
sorry,
it now.
I'm sorry,
but
I won't. I won't speak anymore. It's
no, it's
show.
Quite all right. I don't mind it at all. I appreciate your responses. Gosh.
Okay.
Anyway, where was I? I was talking about ordained sovereignty, okay? Meaning, or the enacted sovereignty, or the idea of a birth certificate. And I asked you, and you said, well, it's a way to count the population, keep track, a filing system or what have you on people. But I'm saying it's really for revenue. Licenses are to glean revenue from the society. So in other words, they pay money for licenses, certificates.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the idealistic way for government to gain their revenue that way, to gather ye revenue, gather
right.
ye old revenue.
You
okay.
mean rather than in lieu of taxation to charge for licenses? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. That would be the mm-hmm. ideal. And
mm-hmm.
albeit they don't do that because they still tax. But if
okay,
we,
so
we
I want to
go. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I apologize, but I want to play devil's advocate here. So why do you think that we should not be taxed? Why do you think it's important that we pay for licenses instead? What's the reasoning? What's the benefit?
Well, the simplest of all reasoning, I always like to go to the language. You take the word itself, taxation, and if we go to the simple definition, we can see it means to burden, put a burden on something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we stay with the concept, stay with the language, do we really want to put a burden on things? And the answer would probably be a resounding no, wouldn't you think?
That's true, but you don't think paying for licenses isn't a burden either? You're still having to pay for stuff.
Right, but look at the term license. What does it mean?
To lie.
Hey, look, I respect your derivations. I mean, you're the one that had the perfect derivation for a certificate. That is hilarious, I have to admit. Well done. Or I was going to say something about bugs like the lice, right?
About lice or being licentious. I mean, anyway,
yeah,
look at it. It's not positive.
It
okay, so maybe we shouldn't be looking at licenses. So far, it doesn't look like it's a good thing. So, what were you aiming at? Because you obviously were
because
looking
there
at
really
it.
Is no negative connotation or definition of license. We don't know what it is. Okay, and so therefore, mm-hmm. you've got a nebulous derivation. Right?
Okay. Right.
Okay, so right there we have, it's an unknown factor. Okay, but taxation, the word itself, concept, is negative. So a license would be kind of neutral. We don't know. See, so
mm-hmm.
that, if you start conceptually, and I mean, really, life is a concept. Because physics has proved that really the world around us is an illusion. So stay with the concept. And to me, that's the best place of all. And so therefore, you have a license, and then licenses are legal. And taxation, we know in all situations we've seen, because they're all excise taxes, which are extra taxes, are completely illegal and unlawful. And they're distinctive terms. Legal would be under the bankruptcy codes and language. Lawful would be common law. So taxation, by any documentation or any written law, has been proven over and over again that it's a completely unlawful practice. But nobody cares about that when they do the taxation, because the oppressors oppress people and tax them anyway, whether it's lawful or not. Okay, so we know that taxation, written and oral discussions, is completely unlawful. However, licenses, what we have, that's a nebulous place. I know there are groups out there. I was even talking to my UK group this morning, talking about, well, do we really need a driver's license? And then the discussion was, well, the government needs revenue, so they're selling those certificates to the state to disseminate to the people. So there is a revenue source there that would be eliminated from the government if we decided we didn't need a driver's license. So people get into that entity all the time about the fact that, well, we don't need this and we don't need that. And then the commentary would be simply, if we're sovereign, we can pretty much do what we want under Blackstone's commentaries 242 as of grace by the sovereign himself or herself. Okay, that's my IBID addition there. All right, so my emphasis would be the adding to herself or their self. Now they're actually agreeing to the word their, T-H-E-I-R, is the word of the year or some nonsense the other day in my dictionary of daily words people get all the time. I do too. All right, now, having said all that, the point to it is that the license issue is a legal practice by the state and accepted institutionally because it is necessary to do that in order for the government to get revenue. Because where do you have the revenue source? The bankers don't allow the government to do direct bank trading. They have to inadvertently go behind the scenes and have private bankers do it for them. They get people to SWIFT and work with them to gain capitalization for governments, but they don't do direct trading. So in principle, the government's main revenue source would be through issuing privileges of use licenses, license privileges of use. So the government has been allowed to do that through trust law in terms of its provisions that are issued by the exchange or grantor of a trust. Okay, couponed off of a trust certificate are government provisions, and in that are privileges of licensing, right? and therefore, it's a lawful practice. Okay, that's the basis of it, even derivative to the concept of the word itself. But again, going to the concept, we can see it as sort of a middle of the road. We don't really know what it means. But definitely tax has a problem with it being called a burden, to burden, to tax something. And therefore, you start out with a negative premise, you're going to have a negative conclusion, always. All right, is that clear in terms of the license issue, or did you have any more questions with it?
No, I think that's fine.
Well, so you're satisfied with the nebulousness of licenses being lawful?
Yes. It's nebulous, but I'm satisfied.
Is really go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I want to hear the joke. Like in school, the teacher would say,
"No, I was just saying it's nebulous, but I'm okay with it."
I That's see my cool. left-handed compliments, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, indeed. All right. Well, But that's what I'm trying to say. A license really is a privilege of use allowed by the government to practice by trust law, trust provisional law, to allow the government to gain revenue through licensing. All right, so that means the issue of how much doesn't matter there. Licenses could be more than taxation, but the practice is lawful and accepted institutionally. You see what I mean? See, there's an irony with that. It really isn't how much. It's about whether the practice is lawful. Isn't that interesting? I think you would think so, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Well, it's important. It really doesn't matter how much. It means if we're doing things that are accepted institutionally in law, then it doesn't matter how much. It does, but it really doesn't ultimately. You see? So in other words, ironically, licenses could be more than taxation because it's a lawful practice. Okay, we don't want that to be that way because and that's another irony. Now it's a burden by virtue of how much, but the practice is still lawful. See, that was always my contention. The practice is lawful. It's accepted by the entity. Everybody's happy with it, but they may not be happy on how much the licenses cost. Like if a driver's license, I think it's like $30, I don't know how much it is, $30 or $40 or whatever it is. You might know. How much is a driver's license?
Probably vary state to state, but yeah.
What's that? Okay. Let's say $50. If all of a sudden it jumped up to $50,000, people might not be too happy about that, right?
Of course. That would be quite a substantial increase that probably nobody would ever get a license. Not too many people would be able to afford $50,000 for a driver's license.
Yeah, it's like a 100,000% increase. So
right.
See, that would be a radical increase, and then it would be even worse than the automobiles when they jumped up exponentially back in the early 70s. Only went from 3,000 to 30,000 within a couple of years. Okay, people really were upset about that, but they were stuck with it. It was a compelled benefit. They didn't have a choice. All right, so let's say that the license from $50 jumped up to $5,000. Within a couple of years, people would just be paying it. You see what I mean? But that would be a substantial increase, a substantial revenue increase for the state. And let's say they limited property taxes and just raised the driver's license fees substantially like that, it would offset the driver's license incredibly. They'd probably make more money by doing that. But whoever eliminated the taxes would still increase the driver's license fees would still be a hero because you're doing a lawful behavior. It's a dichotomy, I agree, in terms of the amounts, but you're still doing something very in favor of the lawful entity. See, it's an irony. If a congressman or somebody put in a bill for eliminating a certain tax, they would be a real hero. Tremendous, even to the government itself, because they know that these practices are unlawful. You see what I mean? I'm sorry, that was feedback. But was that you or was feedback? Maybe feedback.
Are
you there?
Saying, mm-hmm. No, I was just murmuring in agreement.
Oh, I see. Okay. You're doing a murmur, right? A murmur?
I was doing a murmur. I was saying a murmur.
So is that when people go or like that?
Yeah, something like that.
But I often wonder when they do like that, they should just go continue with it and go moo. I can't resist that one because I cannot stand that like that. They might as well just continue with the moo. It'll be the cow that they are. Oh, there you go. I'll get emails on that, right? All right, moving right along. I'm doing pretty good this week. What do you think? I'm saying I'm being topic driven, correct?
Yes, you're actually topic driven, and that's highly unusual. But you're obviously driven to be topic driven.
That's right, I was driven that way this week. All right.
Yes.
And therefore, this idea of a certification for sovereignty Is it a license? No, it's not a license, but it is a certification by the private trust. In other words, it's a practice by a trust, because they can issue any sort of certificate or give the power to the government to give them the privileges to issue licenses, okay? So the trust does not issue licenses directly. It's like an indirect practice, because the government becomes a separate entity from the trust, albeit the provisions came there from that, from the exchange of grantor, that they were the derivation of it. But now the government is really independent of the trust, because they have their own particular idiomatic provisions. Boy, that's really good. I like that. you like that, idiomatic practices? Does that mean they're idiots?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that. Idiotican is a word for individuality, too, by the way, where idiocy comes from individuality.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, having said that, we're getting down to close to the end of the show, but I think I was getting into some important parts in reference to the licensing issues, because there's a lot of information online trying to condemn licenses being issued by the government, but they don't understand that the government needs revenue. Because we were talking about that this morning. How does the government get revenue? All right, well, they indirectly get into the bank trades, but they're not directly doing it, so that's not an in-principle practice. That would be sort of behind the scenes. Is it unlawful? No, it's not unlawful. In fact, I would like to see the governments be in more direct trade, but they haven't done that since World War II. They stopped them from doing it at that time. Well, did you want to get in there? Go ahead.
I wasn't saying anything. I don't know what you thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I wasn't making any noise.
I see. That was just a ploy for me getting feedback, I guess, trying to milk the last 30 seconds.
Yes, I guess you were posing a ploy.
Yeah, it was a ploy, right. I was posing a ploy. Plo poison, which is alliteration for plo poison, or not poison, right? Posing, correct?
Posing, yes, posing.
Poison is posing. Sorry about that, everybody. I guess I did milk about 40 seconds off that one. Gosh. So should I create a comedic show? People would probably really appreciate that. I was threatening to do that a long time ago, but then we'd get away from these important aspects we talk about. All right, so next week I'll continue more with sovereignty and try to get some intricate information like we did on licensing this week. I think that was pretty valuable discussion. Don't you agree?
Yes, I think it was important. I agree with you.
Well, I'm glad you're agreeable. It's important to be agreeable, don't you think?
Oh, yes. You should pay me so much to be agreeable.
That's true. That's true. All right, so thank you for being on the show this week. I always appreciate you being here. It's a lot of fun. At the same time, we have kind of a serious topic, but we don't make light of the topic per se. We're just naturally funny people, I think, naturally with a sense of levity in mind. Okay.
Well, and trying to introduce some lightness into a very serious topic so people won't be bored stiff.
Thank you, and that's why you're here, to clear up those things that I kind of go around in a circle with. So I appreciate that. So again, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity, as always.
All right, and I want to thank the journeymen that come each week. I appreciate your listening in. I really appreciate your participation, albeit you're not really interacting orally, but your presence alone makes it worthwhile. And I want to thank the new people that come each week as well. So we got all the thanks out of the way, and we're down to the last few seconds of the show. This is Grant and Taylor Hughes for my show each week. Have a great week, and goodbye for now. Just stop, okay? Stop. Sit down.